This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel has conducted one of the most high-profile attacks during the war in Gaza, and an Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed three sons and four grandchildren of a top Hamas leader. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The deaths threatened to strain efforts to reach a ceasefire. The strike came a day after President Biden said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war is a mistake. Today, he urged Israel to ramp up efforts to get more aid into Gaza.
We're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough.
The president says he's been blunt with Netanyahu.
We'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
And he's demanding another entry point for aid trucks in northern Gaza. An Israeli official says one will soon open. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden urged Hamas militants on Wednesday to accept the latest proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza in exchange for the release of some hostages held by Hamas.
They need to move on the proposal that's been made. And as I said, we'll get these hostages home where they belong, but also bring back a six-week ceasefire that we need now.
Biden said he had been blunt and straightforward with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in stressing the need for Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. President Biden and his wife Jill welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and his wife Yuko to the White House for a formal state dinner Wednesday night. Prime Minister Kishida is the fifth world leader Biden has honored with a state dinner since he took office in 2021. This is VOA News. The guest list included former U.S. President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and actor Robert De Niro. Biden and Kishida exchanged warm toasts to each other and the decades-long alliance between their nations. The top U.S. general for U.S. forces in Europe told Congress Wednesday that Ukraine will be outgunned 10-1 by Russia within a matter of weeks if Congress does not find a way to approve sending more ammunition and weapons to Kyiv soon.
The biggest killer on the battlefield is artillery in most conflicts, but in this one definitely. And should Ukraine run out, they would run out because we stop supplying because we supply the lion's share of that 155.
The testimony from Army General Christopher Cavoli comes as Congress enters a pivotal week for Ukraine as internal Republican disagreements over supporting the bill remain and House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a potential ouster over his support for the bill. Sudanese wish for peace at Eid al-Fitr prayers at the end of the month of Ramadan on Wednesday as the war between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces nears the one-year mark. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Rukeya Muhammad Al-Zaili is from the capital Khartoum, where the RSF has taken control. She says she's grateful for the hospitality shown to her by the residents of Port Sudan, where many displaced people have found safety. More than 8.5 million people have fled their homes since the war began. Aid groups warn of impending famine in many parts of the country. The RSF has taken control of the capital Khartoum, neighboring Gezira state, as well as most of Darfur and Kordofan regions in the west, while the army holds the north and east of Sudan, including its main Red Sea port. The United States has said it hopes to resume peace talks after Ramadan, though previous rounds have failed to produce a lasting ceasefire.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A joyful celebration of the end of Ramadan devolved into panic Wednesday in the U.S. city of Philadelphia after rival groups exchanged gunfire, leaving at least three people injured. Here's AP correspondent Haya Punjawi with that story.
Law enforcement at the scene said they heard about 30 gunshots when two groups of people started firing at each other and people began fleeing the scene. Officers took into custody four males and a female, and four weapons were recovered at the scene. One suspect, a 15-year-old boy who police said had a gun, was shot by police and sustained wounds to his shoulder and leg. It was not immediately clear what caused the shooting. I'm Haya Panjwani.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com and remember to download our app. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.